Welcome back to the fourth episode of Questions and Stories.
Take two.
Before we get the introductions going, got a big announcement. We are now on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cast, and Anchor. That's five outlets we are now on. Thank God for it, because no one wants to come to Anchor and listen to this shit. But now we got introductions. I'm Cameron Howard.
Matt Dunn here.
Sam Mattingly.
Sam was not feeling so good after that shot of Jaeger he took.
Sam has started hammering Jaeger already.
Speaking of which, Sam, I think it's time for another shot. Fuck. Another take, another shot. That's what they always say, right?
I poured like a big shot. Okay,
you're okay. That's a gracious shot.
That was a much more generous shot. Than I
spilled a little bit,
time.
So let's go. Get it started here.
Let's go. There we go.
Here we go. Down the hatch.
It's time to get it started with our first question ever, four episodes deep. Thank God we finally got one. That's the whole premise of the show. Matt, you got the question.
I'd like to shout out this request by John Dotson. He wanted to hear more drunk stories, so I thought it would be so fitting.
We're working on one right now. It's the time Sam passed out in Matt's attic after eight shots of Jaeger.
In the middle of recording a podcast.
But yeah, I thought it'd be so fitting.
Because we had to keep retaking it.
I bought this shit so we could drink it, not me.
I told you to save it. We got more shit coming up, more stories to be made.
And I cracked it, so.
Me and Matt got shit to do tomorrow. We can't fucking do that yet.
Yeah, give us tomorrow.
What has that stopped you all ever before?
Maybe. Okay, Jaeger.
Yeah, Jaeger's a whole
beer. Beer's a whole different story. You know, this is what, my eighth beer or something like that.
You can drink a couple beers and relax. You, dude, you start doing shots of Jaeger, it's a whole new ballgame.
Yeah. So, we decided it would be a good time to talk about blackout drunk stories. And it just so happens that all of the times I've been blacked out before were off of Jaegermeister. This all started.
It's really good at blacking you out.
Yeah. I'll see you later, buddy.
Let's go forget me juice. We'll see you tomorrow about 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, I'll come back. We'll come back if you're still up here.
I don't understand why we're spending all this money trying to make time machines when you have a time machine. It's made in Germany.
But it can only go forward. You can't go backwards.
Yeah, you can't go backwards, but.
Oh, that's what vodka's for. It takes you backwards to all your bad memories.
Maybe you. Vodka's fucking great.
Repressed memories, my ass.
This is the man who's drinking a handle of Tito's right now.
I have Jaeger. It's a half handle. It's a full liter.
If anyone follows us on Instagram, you'd know that Sam's up here decked out spending probably $50 at the liquor store.
Yeah, about $50 on the liquor store.
Did you just drop it on there?
I looked at the receipt.
Well, I don't know. You just dropped the thing on the Instagram.
Oh, yeah. So, story's out on Instagram. You already know that we were recording this episode right now. Yeah. But back to the topic at hand. First time I ever got blackout drunk, I was a 13-year-old freshman in high school.
God damn, son.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I was already pretty drunk.
So this story doesn't start with you just hammering Jaeger straight up.
No, I wish. I wish. I was probably like five beers in, which for a freshman in high school, I was pretty fucked, you know?
Nice.
So one of my great friends, Maddie, she comes up to me and has some Jaeger, and she's taking shots of it, and I'm like, oh, that's pussy shit. And I take the bottle of Jaeger and just start chugging it. You know, never a good idea to chug Jaeger, especially as a 13-year-old. You know?
Yeah, I was going to say pussy shit. I got a shot glass and a bottle right here for you.
Yeah, not doing that. Learn my lesson. Moral of that story is I woke up at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon at a random dude's house. With a missing or persons report that my dad had filed with the police. So that's time number one.
So from what I'm getting, is the reason it's a blacked out drunk story is because you don't remember anything?
I don't, yes. I mean, there would be more to the story, but you see, I got blacked out. So
here's the outline of that story. Five beers in, chug Jaeger, woke up. That's it.
Yeah, never a good time.
That's how Jaeger works.
Oh, you said time machine.
That's pretty low.
We're gonna skip the second story because that was literally just Jaeger and don't remember any of that night. Third time was on my birthday back in December. Were you here for that?
He was not. I was.
Okay, I don't even remember Sam being here.
I wasn't.
No. Oh no, you were. You were there. You asked Caleb if he was fucking gay.
Oh, that's right. Yep. Oh, this is the same we were talking about it on, I think episode 2, maybe?
What were we talking about?
We were talking about it on either 2 or 3, where Matt got blackout drunk and he got all rapey, but before that he called his boss and told him to fuck off for no reason at all.
That's story number three. The time I got blackout drunk, my coworker brought me some Jaeger, and
his birthday, and his coworker decided, I'm going to bring Matt a fifth of Jaeger.
Yeah.
And Matt decided he was going to drink that fifth of Jaeger.
And I did. It's in our graveyard. Don't remember any of that much of that night. Apparently got pretty rapey. And
I won't say rapey. You got creepy.
I know my dick was out whenever I tried to come back in the house after pissing off the front porch. On campus.
That's rapey.
Is that rapey or is that just me?
That's just you.
There's creepy, but then once your dick's out, that's rapey.
But, you know, I don't care about my dick being out.
And exposed penis.
You've tried to butt fuck my ear, dude.
What?
Yeah, that's a true story. That's a true story.
Yeah. I got a little rapey. I'm sorry.
Everybody gets a little bit rapey.
When have I ever once been a little rapey?
You get pretty drunk. Yeah. You get kind of cuddly sometimes.
You did get a little cuddly.
I give you hugs.
His eyes are red as fuck off two shots.
Just like the insides of his eyes.
Look at his pupils, too. Oh, my God.
You're not driving tonight.
Nope, same zone.
Two shots and three drinks? Yeah, I'm okay.
Jaeger, two shots. Big difference.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I'm not
John...
taking shots of Crown or Jack here. Hammering forget-me-juice.
That's my favorite thing about Jaeger. So Jaeger, everyone says it's like death juice, but it's significantly less amount of alcohol in it than like whiskey or vodka.
But the thing is, Jaeger,
it's just the way that it is.
I think it's what it's made out of.
Bourbon's like 110 proof. This is only 70.
But I think what makes Jaeger so fucking like disastrous is what it's made out of.
Excuse me.
It's classified in the type of alcohol as Dick stiff? does not make your dick stiff, I can tell you that.
Please continue to try and pronounce German.
does this have audio? Let's see, does this have audio?
No.
Nope, it does not. Die? I don't know what the fuck these characters are. Does anyone know fucking German here?
No one knows German here.
It's a three that's like in the... I don't fucking know.
Let's see.
I doubt you'll know.
Hey, you could read the side of the label.
Oh, that's like the phonetic shit.
Okay, well, do we know that?
No, I don't know how to read phonetics.
No, you can't read.
I know the phonetic alphabet. That's about it. Daiquiri.
What kind of liquor is Jaeger?
That's what I'm saying.
Is it its own thing?
No, it's herbs. It's Dick Stiff. That's what I've been trying to say. It's classified as Dick Stiff, and like I said, it does not make your dick stiff.
So like whiskey, whiskey's made of like corn.
Well, it's probably like Dykstife or something like that.
Whiskey's made of corn.
Corn makes whiskey.
And vodka's made from...
So that's what I'm saying. It's not whiskey. It's not vodka. It's fucking...
Dykstife.
It's its own fucking thing.
Yeah. Fun stuff.
I kind of buy it just because it has a pretty bottle.
It does have a really great bottle. Actually, here it says...
Seriously going to spend the next half hour talking about Jaeger?
I could.
Honestly, yeah, we probably could.
Watch out for Matt's new podcast where he just reads Wikipedia.
On this episode,
it's called Wiki Reads.
every Wikipedia article, A through Z, Matt's going to read it. It's going to be the next 6 years of his life.
Twice a day.
Every day for the next 6 years. And Matt will get to the G's.
Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
But Dick Stiffs are also considered brandy.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, fuck brandy.
And liqueurs.
Liqueurs are pretty good. Joe Dirt anyway.
Fuck you. And whatever this is, I used to speak
We don't
French.
Need to spend a half hour
yeah,
reading
really
Jaeger's Wikipedia.
It.
Okay, well, let's
There's a lot more interesting Wikipedias we could read.
Is there, though?
Yeah.
Name one.
Anything about football.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's because y'all are football nerds.
No.
I'm
a football
player. Okay, Kurt. Wait, you weren't on the bus for that.
No, I've talked to him about it many times. We basically grew up together.
Yeah,
so.
we were on the bus on the way back from PHA, right?
Probably.
And this man brings up 9/11 conspiracies, and he goes on like a 45-minute rant.
He will talk to you all day and night about why Bush did 9/11.
And we were just like, Kurt, man, we don't really give a fuck anymore.
And he gives you the basic knowledge that everyone knows, and it's already been like...
Yeah, he's like, jet fuel doesn't melt steel beams. We're like, cool.
Okay, sure.
But getting hit by a fucking Boeing 747 might.
And the friction of falling. That's one thing that always
hurt me. Friction of falling?
Yeah, when it falls, all the friction of the beams coming together, it creates more heat.
I think it's gravity.
I think it was just...
Oh, I get
what
you're
saying. Is gravity not just falling?
I'm not getting into this shit with you, too.
Yeah, I'm not getting there. We're literally agreeing here is the problem.
That is the problem. We don't know.
Sam, right, blackout story. Right now. Got it.
The one where I woke up and you were on my front fucking lawn.
I don't remember. You're going to have to tell that one.
There was a night. I don't remember much of it either.
That was the start of the fall semester this year.
It was, yeah. And
it was probably during syllabus week.
No, it was. No, it wasn't the Halloween party. That was
no,
when,
it was definitely
probably,
no. I was in short sleeves and shorts. So
that was
definitely...
Like,
wait. I believe, well, keep talking, but I believe I can find it right here.
That was probably whenever we had that big party for the first time, whenever we moved into this house.
Yeah, which was when, like, syllabus week.
Yeah, and I walk outside to tell some people about it. There's the video.
There it is.
If we can get that on Instagram, that's going on Instagram.
Maybe not.
It's going on Instagram.
September 2nd, 2018.
September 2nd, so a little bit after. Yeah.
A little bit after syllabus week.
But I walk outside. I think it was probably to tell you bye or something. We were like, where's Sam at?
I'm in the front yard.
And he's in the front yard. And
starfish.
Yeah, I was starfish in the front
passed
yard.
The fuck out. I wake up the next morning.
All right, so you keep saying passed out. I wasn't passed out.
Mm.
Because as soon as he comes and shines a fucking light in my face in the video, you see it, I roll over and tell him to fuck off.
Okay, yeah. You were
passed out until you saw the light. You're like, Jesus, I'm sorry.
How about this? How about the time Cam fucking threw up all over my goddamn car?
How about, no, let me finish this story, because the next morning I wake up.
We're talking about blackouts. I had the best, quote unquote, best blackout.
This is the best ending to your blackout story, the one that we're currently talking about.
All right, go for it.
I walk outside, probably to take Leo on a walk or something, and I just see a trail of puke. Leading,
was that night? No,
that was
that
night.
That
yes, it was.
Night. No, it
because
wasn't.
It was leading to where Cam's car was parked.
Was it?
Yes.
You stopped every 5 feet.
Yeah, but
no.
No buts.
Hold on. I'm trying to defend myself here.
It was.
I definitely did it. I definitely did that.
Yeah.
But
that's what we're saying.
I played it off like a fucking pro.
You did play it off kind of.
Yeah.
Well.
I played it off so much better than you did.
Except for the fact that it was stand up, 5 feet. And
would
you
rather me?
Going.
Would you have rather me every 5 feet yacked or yacked in your car like you did?
You damn near yacked in my car.
I didn't though.
I
as soon as I got
in your car though, I puked on like the running board.
But you puked in his car.
Puked in my car. I cleaned vomit off my car.
That just ain't right.
Wow, I apologize.
And then I pretty much just rolled you out into the grass and just left you there.
Where was this at?
This is at your place.
Yeah, he did kind of just kick me out, and I was laying on the sidewalk.
I was trying to like have a conversation with you, but you were too slump to try to talk about anything.
Yeah.
I said, I picked your head up, I grabbed your head and picked you up and made you look at me. I pretty much pried your eyes open. I said, Cam, do you want to stay here? And you went, and shook your head up and down. I was like, okay, I'm leaving you here. There is 8 people here. They are going to take care of you.
And we didn't. We put you up here, actually.
That's why I don't drink vodka.
You didn't drink vodka that night.
Yeah, I did.
All I know that night is that he puked right there.
Yeah, and then I got so hot I thought I was dying. I went back downstairs.
And it's still there. Yeah, that was on you to clean that up, by the way. I don't know how you're going to clean that up now.
I'll figure it out.
Good thing you work at a cleaning company.
Okay. All right. Well,
it's your blackout story. Hold on.
That's what I'm saying. There's all the blackout stories. You told mine.
Okay, that's fair.
I mean, I hammered vodka, and then I woke up middle of the night sweating buckets up here in what is now our studio.
Oh,
and then went downstairs and cuddled with you for the rest of the night.
Was that how it went?
Yeah, and then I woke up, and I sat on the couch with Brett until my Uber got here.
Can't wait till the rest of Matt's last Jaeger blackout.
Well, we can tell it. I don't remember it. I have pictures that I went to bed at 9:30.
That was the one.
Matt was drunk, like one of the drunkest I've seen him. And he's on his phone, which is not good.
Nope.
His sober Matt on his phone is not great. So drunk Matt just has less care.
Less gives a shit.
I'm trying to get his phone away from Matt. And I'm trying to play it off as, here, Matt, let me have your phone because you're about to drop it and break it. and you're about to give me the phone, and fucking Ashcon walks in. And Ashcon looks at me and goes, "What are you doing?" Ashcon's pretty drunk at this point too, and he's and I just thought, like, I'm trying to get Matt's phone. He's trying to text all these people. He goes, "Matt, fucking call. What's your boss's name?"
Barry.
He goes, "Call Barry," and he goes, "Anyway, I should call Barry." And I said, "Matt, you're drunk as fuck. You have to be at work tomorrow at 9 a.m. Do not call your boss." And he goes, "You think I fucking won't do it? I'll fucking do it."
Trump voice. And then he, it's always the S, like he turns an S into or a D into an S. It's like, shit.
And then he fucking FaceTimes him and says, "Barry, I'm fucking coming in tomorrow. You can kiss my ass."
It's like eight S's per word.
"You can fucking kiss my ass." Like, if you've ever seen the episode, the movie Wolf of Wall Street.
Mm-hmm. Where he takes Quinn.
Steve Madden. If you've ever seen that, that was Matt on game.
That's how drunk I was.
I'm trying to get your phone away, and you basically tell me to fuck off, and you almost tried to fight me, and I was completely sober, so like, I can fucking take drunk Matt.
No.
It was at this exact point.
I could have touched your shoulder and lightly pushed, and you would have toppled.
No. But I also get retard strength whenever I get drunk and get way stronger.
He really does.
I'm already a pretty big guy.
You increase in strength, but you sacrifice balance.
I don't need balance. But I can just...
This is where the state of drunk Matt had an epiphany. Oh, wait. I'm still bigger than everybody. I can still do whatever I want, and no one can stop me. So this is also why, like we told on an older podcast, our older episode, he jumped up out of bed, ran into the garage, only in his underwear, picked me up, in the middle of December, picked me up, set me down, ran around the garage, and then went back in his room. We've already talked about that. If you want to hear that one, go back to episode 2, 3. I don't know. There's not that many episodes. They're not that long. Go listen to them.
Actually, no. Episode 3 was a pretty long episode.
The end of that night for me was me and I think a couple other people threw you into bed.
And I have pictures of that.
I'm trying to talk to you, like, Matt, because it was like 11:30. Like, mm-hmm. It wasn't late.
Yeah. So no, it wasn't even that late. It might have been 10.
It was definitely later than that.
10:30.
Because it was in back-to-back episodes.
But either way, I'm trying to talk to you, cause, and you keep like, muffling into your pillow. You keep saying Netflix into your pillow.
And then you ask him, "What do you want to watch?" And he just goes... Funny.
Yeah, I asked Matt, "So, all right, Matt, I'm going to put on Netflix. What do you want to watch?" And you went,
"Funny."
Keep telling me funny. And I don't know what funny is, so I just put on a Tom Segura's comedy special. And apparently you woke up the next day and it was on. He goes, "I don't fucking remember doing that."
Yeah. All right, so we'll go ahead and dive into the next topic here.
I got a little bit of sports news I want to talk about for this next topic.
All right, sounds good. Okay. And so now you want to talk about some car shit here.
Yeah, I had a question for you.
What's up?
Not this summer,
mm-hmm.
but next summer.
Yeah.
Would you be willing... Well, I'll ask Cam this when he gets back from taking piss.
Mm-hmm.
Would you want to drive from Miami to Seattle?
I mean, I'm down. Whose car are we taking?
Well...
Is your car premium?
Yes. So maybe not mine.
Well, then... That would limit, because Cam's car is premium too.
Yes, but he's selling it.
Yeah, but he's getting a truck.
He's getting a truck, and I'm not driving 2,000 miles in a truck.
Yeah. Now, I've already driven from here to California, to L.A.
Yeah.
I did that in a minivan.
Yeah. So. We could also rent a car.
We are not 25.
Well, you have to be 23 to rent it, 21 to drive it.
Is that the case?
Yes. At least in this state.
Well, then that might be something we could look into.
Yeah.
I mean...
I've always wanted to do that. I've always wanted to drive from, like, the whole of the states. Always wanted to drive
like, the
from
longest Miami, length possible.
Yeah, Miami to Anchorage. I've always wanted to do Miami to Anchorage.
Yeah. But that would be a lot.
Yeah, we would both also have to have passports, and I don't have a passport.
I have a passport.
Well, yeah, you have to have a passport. Do you have to have a passport for military shit?
No, they have... So I have two different passports. One for military, one for civilian. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have a passport, so I would need to I would need to get one if we wanted to do that.
I mean, it only takes like 6 weeks tops, yeah. And $145 for your first
something
time.
Like that. But that's something I've always wanted to do.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely like a good trip. Cam just got back. Let's ask Cam.
So, okay, I just asked Matt this, and he's down. And this isn't some bullshit Matt just trying to get us to spend.
This is Sam's idea. It's not Matt's idea. He's dumb as fuck trying to spend some money.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll get y'all to spend money. Who wants to get a pizza? Fucking hungry.
Been trying to get a pizza for fucking ever.
Been okay, trying to get a pizza for like the last 8 hours.
Not this summer, but the next summer. Would you be willing...
We're not in Africa. That's actually... Yeah.
Or would you be down to drive from... Drive from South Beach, Miami...
To Alaska?
To Seattle. Seattle.
Okay. Man, that's a long drive.
Yeah, but how close would the three of us be after that?
That's the problem. I don't like you guys that much.
Dude, you don't like us that much? I like you guys that much.
I hate both of you. Fucking assholes to me.
I mean, I drove to California with Sam.
Think about it like this. If you did it, we would run out of jokes for you by the time we got to Tampa.
There's potential for that. Yeah.
Well, how are we going to Tampa? Are we going to fly to
South Beach.
Here's what we could do. We could go to Tampa, stay with Maddie, then go to...
Yeah, but that's not the whole thing. It's got
to... Okay, we go to Miami, then we make a pit stop in Tampa and rest up, get everything ready to go in Tampa.
You just want to go to Maddie.
Yeah.
She's coming up here next week.
Anyway, here's my problem.
I am.
Once we get to Seattle, we have to take said car and drive it back to Lexington.
No, rental car and you can fly back.
Okay, so we're flying to South Beach.
Yeah.
Driving to Seattle and then flying back to Lexington.
Yeah.
I fuck with that. Heavy.
Yeah.
Especially if we can get this damn podcast off the ground.
Okay.
We can make that full-blown content.
Dude, that would be a lot of shit.
That'd be awesome.
But it's also like the flight from Seattle to Lex, or CBG, which is Cincinnati, is like $400 minimum.
Oh, you're talking about...
Flight.
Talking about Cincinnati to Tampa?
Seattle. Right? I mean, we can get to Tampa for like $100 in the right time.
Do you have to have a special license to drive an RV?
No.
My uncle has an RV.
Is it a good RV
It's an RV.
Is it your uncle? Like,
are we talking
uncle,
like
that I know?
Are we talking like an RV with Robin Williams RV?
Robin Williams RV.
Have you not seen that movie?
Is it your rich uncle or?
Rich uncle.
Yeah.
Have you seen
Meet the Rich Uncle?
Your wealthy uncle.
Have you seen
Meet
the Parents?
Which one? What are you talking about?
I don't know all your uncles. That's what I'm asking.
The one that cycles through cars all the time?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's him, but he's not rich.
Oh, well, he
cycles through cars, but he sells them and buys new ones.
Mm. Have you seen Meet the Parents?
No.
God, Jesus Christ. That's only two movies
I've seen good movies
in it.
I want that RV.
You're talking like a big,
no. You're thinking of Meet the Fockers, not Meet the Parents.
No, Meet the Fockers is the
first
one.
There's definitely a Meet the Parents.
Meet the Parents is the second one when Robert De Niro brings his souped up RV. Is that what you're talking about?
No, that's Meet the Fockers, man.
It's an RV. I mean, it's a 2008. I don't know who makes it or whatever, but it's a 2008.
I don't know.
RV, yeah, that's Meet the Fockers that we're thinking of.
It's not.
I just looked it up.
Meet the Fockers is the first one.
Meet the Fockers is the first one.
Shut up.
But yeah, I'm 1,000% down.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we'd have a place to stay in Seattle.
Who?
For free. Army buddies. Oh. I got like fucking 20.
Yeah, I got at least like 4 or 5. Oh, you're right.
Yeah. and I mean, stops along the way.
There's a trash can up here, right?
Yeah. Are you going to puke?
I about did.
God dang
it. Did you do another shot?
Nope.
He definitely didn't. I'm about to give him one, though.
Let's make sure that...
No.
No, the fuck you're not.
But I mean, we got places to stay all the time. You know, I got people in Colorado that I've met.
Here we go again.
Dude, I'd be down just to drive to fucking Seattle. That'd be awesome.
Well, no, it's kind of like taking it straight through isn't really the way to go. Like whenever I drove to California, like we missed a lot. Like we missed.
Well, I'm just like a road trip is what I'm saying.
So stopping places or just driving straight through?
No, like
no,
stopping.
That's the point. You go. It's not a straight line.
Now, how would you go then? Like what pit stops would you want to make along the way? Because I mean,
well, we could do. I just did.
You poured a fucking quarter shot in that.
Yeah, and I did some earlier too, and that's why I had to open this up again.
Yeah.
We could do.
Kill my man.
So if we're leaving from Miami,
mm-hmm.
we could go to Disney.
No, I don't. You know, I don't fuck with Disney.
Why the fuck not?
Disney is the biggest waste of money ever. Well, I love Disney, like movies and all that
shit.
Well,
like, I've been and like.
Are you a roller coaster guy?
I love roller coasters. Yes.
Don't go to Disney.
But Disney's got some roller coasters, but I mostly agree. Like,
Magic Kingdom, but it's just too much money.
But or we could just do the funny thing and just take a picture of it as we drive by.
Yeah.
Well, see, the thing is, like,
hey, we went to Disney.
The thing is, though, like, if you go to Disney. It's like Disney's not like inside of Orlando. It's like a 30-minute drive from the interstate.
Not really. I went this summer.
Listen,
no. I went on New Year's.
I was just throwing something out there.
I know. Rice. I know.
But yeah,
we could finally go to Nashville.
We could go to Nashville. I mean, we could have went to Nashville this weekend, which I don't know why we didn't. At least today. Well, actually, I'm kind of glad we didn't get to go.
We didn't.
Because Kentucky got fucking beat because these refs were some fucking pussies. Shout out.
All right. Let's jump into the next segment with this.
Now. I'm actually kind of enjoying this.
No, I do like it, but like we've all agreed on the fact that like, yeah, we need to do a South Beach to Seattle road trip, stop at places.
But what places do we stop at?
Well, that's the point. That's a year that's and a half point. Away. We'll figure it out.
That's well, no,
you
got to
figure it out as you go.
No, that's not. No, oh
Matt,
my,
Matt.
If you don't
that's
have a fucking
point of the trip,
if
Matt,
you don't have a plan,
Matt,
you're not going to get anywhere in life.
Matt.
Oh boy.
We can come up with a plan in the next year and a half.
Matt,
okay, calm down.
Matt, listen. When we get this trip, I'll get you some Xanax.
I don't do drugs. Don't do drugs.
And you won't freak out like you're doing right now.
No, if we...
You can just get a prescription because you're freaking the fuck out.
Well, if we just have a plan, who's going to freak out?
Who said we had to make the entire plan right now?
Okay, how about this? We have... Each of us gets two.
Two
things that we're doing this. Uh-huh. We're doing
okay. Disney can't be one though, because I don't.
Cam has two things that we all have to do. You have two things that we all have to do.
I don't know what they are.
Do you know two things that you want to do?
No.
Even know like kind of the general route?
To me, I was just trying to get to Miami, get a car, and then just figure it out on the way there.
Oh, we can go around College World Series season, and we can stop in Omaha.
That's not a bad idea.
Thank you. Thank you. That's a good idea, right?
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea.
And it'll be middle of baseball season. We can stop anywhere else if we just happen to want to catch a game.
So, I just pulled up on Google Maps. This is a boring-ass drive.
It's a lot of through nothing.
Yeah, I mean, it goes Miami, Georgia, Tennessee, might touch, like, Paducah area, Western Kentucky, that area. Up through Illinois, then to Missouri, like from St. Louis, straight through Missouri. I've done that drive. It fucking sucks.
Doesn't even come close to Nebraska, does it?
Now, we got cut through Iowa, Nebraska border, then South Dakota, Montana. Montana wouldn't be a bad area.
Well, that's the point of the trip. It's not just the drive through the states. It's the detours off the main route.
Yeah, but I mean, this...
Just the whole summer.
The whole summer. I couldn't do that.
I gotta make money. That ain't happening.
Yeah.
Man, you all are no fun.
I mean, and then, but if we do go to Montana, you know, I got a buddy up there. He's listening right now. Shout out, Peyton.
Bullshit. You don't like that.
He lives in Colstrip, actually. Which is like.
Looking at your house, Colton. Peyton. What's Peyton. His name?
That's his last name. What? Allen's his first name. I'm looking at your house right now. Don't you worry.
I see you. Put your goddamn pants on.
He's got a small dick anyway. It don't matter.
That does sound like a good idea. That would just be a long,
I would love to do
long
that.
Long trip.
Yeah, I
was in the army with this guy, guys. Don't worry. I've seen his dick.
I don't think anyone was worrying about
why you've seen his dick.
I would hope so. I'm not gay.
I'm just like,
nothing wrong with being gay, guys. But...
Alright.
Put my goddamn vodka down.
Well, I wanted to say there's like a serial number on the bottom. I didn't know they did that.
Is there?
Yeah, it's like etched into it. Look at it.
I was trying to make sure you didn't like loosen the cap.
I didn't do that.
Because that would absolutely be something that me or you would do.
Yeah, honestly. Honestly, I'm not smart enough. I'm not enough of a dick to make you waste money like that.
Dude, shout out Tito's. If you want to like send me vodka, that'd be great. I drink the fuck out of your shit.
Smash my finger. Anyway.
My bad.
More for just any alcohol sponsor in general, except Jaeger.
Or any sponsor at all. Somebody.
Yeah. If you know somebody.
If you have a small business and you want...
We're almost a small business, kind of. Not really. Mm-hmm. Not even close. We're just three guys in an attic being dumbasses.
In a loft.
Alright, I'll give you a loft.
It's a loft.
I'll give you a loft.
There's carpet, it's a loft.
Normally lofts are open, but I'll give it to you.
It's only not open because it's a studio right now.
Excuse me.
And I've got our soundproof barrier.
Our soundproof barrier includes two fleece blankets.
Three.
No, I was like, three. Like, no, we got three. And Matt's like, we got three.
Three fleece blankets and a polyester blanket.
Shut the fuck up. He just called this a polyester blanket.
That is a woobie.
That's a woobie.
What's it made of?
Who fucking knows? It's polyester. Waterproof.
I don't think it's made of polyester.
I don't know. It's fucking waterproof, and it's the best fucking thing that...
They are great. Listen,
the Army has ever invented.
Let's see what this shirt's
made of. I'm not saying that they're not great.
Yeah, you're going to see what my shirt's made of?
Yeah, I've been wearing Matt's shirt for like a week now.
I told him he looked like a UFC fighter once, yeah. And he's not taking it off.
What's a shirt made of?
What, is the tag over there? It's not like a real tag. It's like sewed on.
Yeah, it's like sewn on.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah, it doesn't even say.
Yeah, because I probably ripped the tag off.
So
yeah.
It's fabric out of Mexico.
It's a fabric of Mexico. That's what that means.
It means made in Mexico.
Fabric?
Fabrication.
I thought it was like M-A-D-E was made.
Mas fabrique.
I don't know Mexican.
You're thinking my day. Maldito in Mexicoto.
I'm not racist, but it's also the day before St. Patty's Day here. Drinking Guinness... The only way to go.
It's the alcoholic holiday.
It is. Well, that along with Memorial Day, Labor Day,
July 4th, every Saturday, most Fridays, occasional Thursdays. Yeah,
pretty much every Sunday too at this point.
It's the holiday of binge drinkers.
Yeah.
My people.
Yeah. Yeah. But okay, you can. I'm taking that shirt from you.
You've lost Matt's privileges.
Yeah.
Matt's shirt privileges.
Yeah. But
you ready for my question?
What's your question?
You have a fucking question.
That's rare, isn't it?
Goddamn.
So, tournament's coming up. It's March, baby.
What tournament, you ask? We can't
listen,
say.
Hey, listen, listen. It rhymes with Narch Badness. Listen, Cameron.
Yeah.
Pay rent before you gamble.
Okay.
That's the most accurate shit I've heard.
Because you're on a cold streak.
I'm on a cold streak. But we're on the up and up. Hit a parlay the other night.
Oh, one.
he put a parlay together.
I like
put, he put like an 18. He puts.
No. I like put. Shit. I like putting 6, 7, 18 parlays together. Like mostly underdogs for $5. Because they'll be like. It'll be like $5 bet for like a, you know, $57,000
win. He had a bet going. That he won the first two. He won the first two games.
It's like a scratcher. Toss in $5, see what happens.
He said, all right, this $8 bet's about to win me $47,000.
I said it could. I said it has potential.
You're not allowed to say shit to me when this hits.
No, I said if this $47,000 winner hits, you can't say shit to me ever again. Because y'all talk so much shit.
And what did it do?
What did I say immediately after you said that?
It's not going to hit.
I said... That's never going to happen. I'm always going to talk shit to you, no matter how rich you are.
No, you eventually agreed.
You know, we did place a bet on...
I never did agree to that shit.
You know what my first bet was on, unofficial bet, but it was actually on our go-kart race the other day.
Yeah, and I paid you up.
He did. It took 2 weeks, 3 weeks, but I did, we
I
went...
You, I paid you up.
Did you ever pay him up on that six-pack?
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Jesus, you're drunk.
We're going to do another one.
That's where he gets the slurred S's from, is whenever he gets drunk.
Drunk Sam imitating drunk person is hilarious.
Shut the fuck up.
No, but we actually went to this go-kart place that had electric go-karts that went probably like 40...
45. They advertise. They advertise.
Yeah.
Jeez, they advertise 45 miles an hour.
And
they never get anywhere close to that because there's a turn every 30 feet.
No, not that much. Way that one straightaway.
I feel like I've hit
or two straightaways.
Yeah, which is probably about 30, 45.
No, it's not.
I feel like I've hit 45.
No.
Because we kicked your ass whenever we took you.
We beat the fuck out of you. We beat you by like 3 seconds. And 3 seconds on a quarter mile track is a lot.
Anyway, I don't know how y'all do that. I really don't get it.
We know how to race.
Well, I know, but like I take the straights. I take tight turns. Like I don't get it.
You take two tight turns.
I take two tight turns.
Wide ass turns because I cut you off on the inside so many times.
Well, that's because I hammered the gas.
That's because he waved the flag. He was letting them pass.
Yeah, you actually stopped at the guy who told you that So there's a flag that they wave when there's someone riding your ass and they want you, they need you to pull over so you don't
cause a fucking wreck. Out of a fucking place.
And you actually listen to that
flag. I went in there half drunk and they get kicked out of the place.
What are they going to do? What are they going to do?
I don't know.
I've got nothing two races saved up there that I can go to.
Oh, yeah, you do, don't you?
Or two, yeah, two races.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Well.
So we need to go back to that.
Yeah.
What time do they close tomorrow? Let's go there tomorrow.
They close, I don't think they're open tomorrow.
Yeah, they're open until 8.
No, we got the selection show tomorrow, bro.
Oh yeah, man. Well, we can go early. We get out early.
Hey, when's this is something I wanted to do with you too. When's Burger Week?
That's usually in like May.
May-ish. Should we do Burger Week this year?
Yeah, we need to do a thing for Burger Week.
Yeah, we should absolutely go Burger Week this year.
I went to the Athenian Grill.
Is Burger Week everywhere? Or is that just like a Lexington?
No, it's
Lexington. It's a
local thing.
Are we still recording?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, let's talk about Burger Week. Let's figure out.
Yeah. So for any of y'all non-Kentuckians here. Or Lexingtonians.
Lexingtonians.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah.
What is it? Hazardians.
Yeah.
Hazards.
We're from Hazard.
Road hazards.
No, so Burger Week is a week where a bunch of local restaurants and
skid mark on the underwear of the state.
Shut the fuck up.
God, that's a burn.
You ever heard of Halfway to Hazard?
Barks.
I met Ricky Carmichael.
I don't give a fuck.
In Hazard. Ricky Carmichael's a big deal.
Ricky Carmichael's cool as shit.
I met Dierks Bentley in Hazard. I drank a beer with Dierks Bentley, actually.
Dierks Bentley?
Dierks Bentley? We were talking about Burger Week. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so Burger Week is
I insulted where he's from, and he got all defensive about it.
He got all...
Hazard kicks everybody's ass, okay?
Bullshit.
So Burger Week is...
Hey, Matt.
Hey. Fuck you. So in that little break there, Cam was over here, I guess, just chewing on his Juul podcast.
He's chewing on a piece of plastic and about choked himself to death.
He was like spitting it out and inhaling it. And then he just did it again.
Let me see if I can do it again.
He just inhaled it twice.
Don't inhale plastic.
Yeah, that's the tip
like
of the week.
Burning or something.
That's tip of the week from Sam Mattingly over here. Don't inhale plastic.
The save your life tip of the week from Sam.
And don't do shots of Jaeger.
Yeah.
Oh, you said do shots of Jaeger?
I said, do not pour
him another shot.
He needs another shot of Jaeger.
No.
Put the cap. No. Matt, done.
Stop it. Put the cap on.
Stop.
Oh, y'all are no fun.
That's what you do when you're drunk.
I bought this for us, and none of you are fucking drinking it.
We gotta be up at 5 o'clock in the fucking morning.
I don't do it tomorrow.
Fuck what time you gotta be up tomorrow morning.
All right. Anyway.
Back to Burger Week.
I guess we're going to Burger Week before we get to my question.
Let's do this real quick. Everybody shut up. Burger Week is... a bunch of local restaurants in Lexington that get together, and for 1 week they have $5 burgers at the restaurants, and it's fucking amazing.
$5 specialty burgers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's their signature burger.
It started out with like legit burgers. Now they're all like down to like sliders.
Well, fucking ice cream, like Crank and Boom even has like their ice cream and donut burger. In quotations.
Dude, a donut burger.
It did look pretty fucking good.
Yo, who is it? Burger? Waffle House has one that's like two fucking waffles and then like sausage, egg, and cheese.
What's is that a burger?
I just thought it was cool. Because y'all were talking about donuts, so it got me to breakfast sandwiches.
That's a shitty McGriddle.
Damn. Fuck me, right?
Yes, Cam loves his McGriddles.
Dude, McGriddles are fucking great.
Never had a McGriddle in my life.
How?
I've never had a Twinkie and never had a McGriddle in my life. What? Or a Big Mac.
I think Twinkies are ass.
Alright,
never had a Big Mac, never had like any Whopper.
Alright, never had one of those. Next week Matt is gonna have his first Twinkie.
I'm not.
And McGriddle.
No, you are.
No.
Why?
Diabetes.
You're seriously concerned about diabetes from and Twinkie?
Yes.
It's content.
It runs in my family.
It's content, bro. One Twinkie.
I'll get diabetes.
I just need to see you eat a Twinkie.
Listen, like I'll say Twinkies are ass, but I'll agree with him. You gotta
have a Twinkie.
I just don't want
you can eat, like, a half of it and then same with the other half.
Yeah.
Look, I've already this far along in my life.
Matt.
I want to go the rest of my life without eating a Twinkie. Because what if I get, like, fucking addicted to them? Addiction runs in my family, too.
You're not going to get addicted to a fucking Twinkie.
You're going to deny the fans.
You know how you don't get addicted to a Twinkie? Don't buy Twinkies. Simple as shit.
Yeah, a lot of crackheads say that, too.
You know how you don't get addicted to heroin? Don't do heroin.
Stop doing heroin.
Matt.
How do you think I got addicted to dip?
I'm telling you, Twinkies
aren't very good.
I just want to know what Matt thinks of a Twinkie.
I think they're diabetes. There you go.
But you've never had one.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they're good. All
right, so you'll say diabetes for Twinkie, but you'll eat a Reese's cup.
Occasionally, yes.
Yeah, so occasionally, just have one Twinkie.
But Reese's cups are good.
One fucking Matt. I just want to see what you think of a fucking Twinkie.
Yeah,
that's all I'm asking. Just one bite.
Okay.
You're not going to eat one. It's not heroin. You're not going to eat one Twinkie and then you're stuck for life.
Next episode, Matt's going to have an bite of his first Twinkie.
Yeah.
That's right. Going to happen.
I'm not going to eat a Whopper, though, because I hate fucking mayonnaise with a passion.
I get Big Macs, like, fucking plain. Like, Big Macs are good.
Okay, then what's the point of getting a Big Mac?
What's the point of getting a burger, like a plain hamburger.
I like bread.
Then just get the quarter pounder.
Yeah, what do you call a quarter pounder with cheese in France?
And I like
Royale cheese.
But like, and I like the mac sauce too.
Well, that's mayonnaise based. That's why I don't get that.
I mean, I'm not a big mayonnaise. Like, I don't like mayonnaise like straight or anything like that. But like,
I got it.
Quit. Just let him do it.
Our soundproofing is falling.
Our soundproofing.
Of a whoopee.
Our blanket soundproofing system is falling off of the walls. Believe it or
but
not.
But this question I wanted to get to.
What do you got?
So, Narch Badness is coming up.
Narch Badness
is coming up. So, question. I need your guys' sleeper team, Cinderella, and your champion. National champion.
Hey, Cam, that's a great question for next week when they have the bracket out.
Yeah, so I can... So I can see all these 16 seeds or 15 seeds because, you know, I don't know shit about fucking sports.
Well, there's been one 16
That's very win. Goddamn apparent. Yeah. Watching football with
Why
Matt
is
AIDS.
Why are you GD for no reason?
Yeah, I got told by Cam that I'm not allowed to say fuck goddamn anymore.
Well, no, you can say fuck. It's just we gotta keep it.
Apparently, I say it too much.
Yeah, I counted them on the ride home. You said it like about 30 times in the first 10 minutes.
Fuck.
Just quit.
No, I don't even know if like six of those counted really, but
fuck.
Anyway, I need to know if you got a sleeper team and who you think's gonna be your national champion, because you can always pick a national champion around this time. I mean,
I have no idea.
Conference finals are tonight and tomorrow, so
I have. No idea.
Well,
I want UK to win.
Yeah, I mean, you guys, this is a perfect time to pick Art to pick your favorite team bracket. Yeah, I'll take UK then.
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell y'all right now from the degenerate Cam himself.
Degenerate.
Don't sleep on Florida State. That's my sleeper team.
Get fucked on your Florida State bullshit.
Is that even a sleeper team though?
No, Cam. All right, Cam's a goddamn traitor. In my head, you have one college team. That's it.
I like Florida State. They're not my top dogs. But I'm telling
you, there is no. I like this team and.
It's not like I like the Cats and then I hate everybody else.
That's what you should do.
That just doesn't make any sense. But what I'm saying is,
so no one over an 8 seed has won the NCAA championship. So we'll say anybody 8 seed. 8 seed, they did not win, though. That's what I said.
That's what I'm saying.
Anybody 8 seed and below, so 8 to 16, that can be your pick. And we'll have...
to 16 will be your Cinderella.
I'll go with Nevada. Nevada's really fucking good. They made a run last year. I think they're going to make another step up this year.
I'm saying...
I'm just going to go with UK and hope they win.
I'm going with Arizona State.
Nevada's
below, my... 8 to 16.
Nevada's my, like... below 8 seed pick, by the way. Not my champion. I don't think they'll win there.
4 minutes left in the game, and Duke is up 65-58 on Florida State. That's in the ACC final. So, I mean, they're nothing to sneeze at.
What seed are they right now? Where are they ranked?
They were 12 overall, but in the ACC they were a 4 seed because they were behind Virginia, Virginia, North Carolina, and then Duke. And they were the 4 seed. And I'm just telling you, don't skip out on them.
I actually knew what all that meant.
Good job, buddy.
Good job. Figured out a little sport.
Good job. You learned the bare necessities of sports.
Sports.
Jeez.
St. Patrick's Day, huh?
St. Patrick's Day.
I'm pretty fucking drunk. And now it is time for a quick sponsor break. All right, so during that little sponsor break there, we thought of a great topic to discuss and maybe even hear y'all's feedback on.
Yes, definitely want to hear your feedback.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just like the movie thing.
Because we want to see who thinks like us.
Yeah. Yeah, get a nice little target audience going there. See who's listening, see who enjoys, all that good stuff.
We want to get a better feel for our demographic.
Yeah. So, question. The best,
your three favorite songs ever.
Any time period whatsoever.
Who wants to start this off?
I'll start.
Okay, Sam,
We're going to go around the room once, twice, and then three times.
Okay, y'all know that one that I had. I didn't know we were going favorite. I thought we were going best, so I got a different one. You can take
three
that
one. Three favorites. Okay. So I'm going to start. My first one is Everlong by the Foo Fighters.
Yeah, I know you're a big Foo Fighters guy. You know I'm not.
That's my favorite song of all time. There was a question going around on Twitter a long time ago. It was, if you're on a plane that's crashing, you have 6 minutes to be on a plane that's crashing, what's the one song that you listen to before you die? And that would be mine.
Really?
Yes.
I like that.
I kind of feel like I've offended you because I don't like the Foo Fighters.
I know you don't like Foo Fighters. That's fine. That's totally fine.
But what just happened? Sam said something was cool. Somebody disagreed with it.
It's my favorite song of all time. Mm-hmm. I love that song. I can listen to that song. That could be the only song on earth and I would never get tired of it. I love it.
Hmm. All right. I'm going to say my favorite, like my all-time favorite song for last, because we're doing three piece, right?
Yep.
All right. My number three, Other Side, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, I would say...
No, that's Cam's favorite song.
I would say...
That's my number three.
That's your three?
That's my number three.
I would have picked that for one. I would be willing to bet that all three of us have a song by the Red Hot Chili Peppers on this list.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we all do because I have one. And mine, I just want to make it clear, this is in no particular order, so I'm just going to go top to bottom what I have written down. Number one that I have written here is Can't Stop by the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
That's a good one.
You know, Sam and I went to the Red Hot Chili Peppers concert back in 2017, senior high school. Best concert I've ever been to.
It was my second best concert I've ever been to. Pearl Jam at Rupp Arena. Mm-hmm.
And didn't you see Foo Fighters too?
I haven't seen Foo Fighters yet. That's right. I'm going to.
He wanted me to see Foo Fighters with him, and I had to shut him
down. Yeah, I was going to buy tickets for me and Matt was like, I don't like fucking Foo Fighters.
So yeah.
Oh, well, get fucked then.
So Can't Stop. I'd fucking nut to that song all day long.
Yeah. That is your
I mean, you all know, whenever I get drunk, it's fucking... I'm sitting here drumming it out, you know, fucking can't stop dick to the chin. I'm gonna stop singing. Sam, we're gonna go ahead.
Was your last one your number three, or is it in no particular order?
That was my number one.
That was your number one.
The next two are in no particular order.
Okay.
My second favorite song.
No particular.
The second song I had was "Scar Tissue" by the Chili Peppers.
Yeah, that's a good one. I love that song.
That's Sam's song.
That is a great song.
I love that song. Everything about it.
All right, my number two. My number two. Wish You Were Here, Pink Floyd.
Really?
Yeah, I love. Wow. That song.
Okay.
Now, do you love that song stoned, or do you love it just?
I'm just stoned, bro.
I mean,
I would not have picked, like, if you were going to pick Pink Floyd song, that was not the one I was going to pick for. I would not pick.
I might be thinking a little backwards here then. What were you thinking?
I was going to say Comfortably Numb.
Oh.
No, Wish You Were Here.
Yeah. Two Lost Souls Swimming in a Fishbowl. Yeah, that's Wish You Were Here. Yeah.
I do
really, really like Comfortably Numb, and it's probably in my top five, but I like Wish You Were Here.
Yeah, all right, so... Next one, again, no particular order. These are just three of my favorite songs of all time. Bob O'Reilly by The Who.
Yeah, Bob O'Reilly.
By The Who. It's really a tie between that and My Generation.
Yeah.
My Generation just kicks ass. Yeah. They got the stutter and everything going. You can't really.
Yeah, Bob O'Reilly's good. So when I saw Pearl Jam live, that was their closer. Mm-hmm. That was their closer song.
How'd they do that?
Every time you say the title of that song, I don't know it, but then when I hear it, I'm like,
O'Reilly is the name of the song, but everybody calls it Teenage Wasteland.
Okay, yeah. Like, I love that song.
Yeah.
But I never think of the title as that song.
Yeah, everybody thinks it's called Teenage Wasteland, but the song is called Baba O'Reilly.
Yeah, which I really don't know why. It doesn't say Baba O'Reilly at all.
There's a couple songs that do that.
Yeah, there's a couple. There's a lot of songs.
Back then, a lot of songs did that.
Okay,
but The Who, hands down, has my favorite bassist of all time, and drummer.
I can't believe you're skipping out on Fleet, but...
Well, you know I'm not a big...
I know what his name is.
Huh?
I know what the bass player's name is.
From The Who?
Yeah, don't tell me his fucking name, because I know what his name is. His nickname's Thunderfingers.
Uh-huh.
Entwistle, right? Is that his last? That's his last name.
What'd you say?
Entwistle is his last name.
Yep. Entwistle.
Is it John Entwistle?
Yep.
Damn. Fuck. I knew that.
Pretty
shit.
Good.
Yeah.
All right.
He's
Sam.
Really. You're definitely gonna have to skip me because I don't have.
You can't think of your third. All right. I
have
believe.
Like four. I can't pick a three. God. I have two. But I can't pick three.
You can't pick your third one that you want to
I know. I have two. I have
okay,
one and two.
We'll do what we did with the athlete on a yacht party. Give me one of them and throw an honorable mention out there.
Okay.
Because Sam's my... the most indecisive person.
Absolutely. Okay, so...
Him trying to order Grubhub is...
I'll pick one. Would be Alive by Pearl Jam. Mm-hmm. That would be three.
Yeah.
Do you want to go again, or then we can do honorable mentions? Or just...
I'll do
that and then drop an honorable mention on. My number one... Cannot believe you guys really skipped out on this.
We probably
I know why Sam skipped out on it, but I know why he because I already saw it there.
Okay. I want to let Sam get a guess.
Yeah, guess at it.
Can I get a band?
No.
No, because I'm giving it away.
Give it away.
Yeah. It is a ballad. It is a ballad.
Oh, that it's ballad.
It ballad
Blood.
Of Curtis Lowe. That gives it away. You jag off.
I mean.
Yeah, that gave it. That gave it right away.
more than the band.
I love that. Can't love
if you just said
song.
Leonard Skinner, he'd have probably gone maybe Freebird. But yeah, Ballad of Curtis Lowe.
No, if
is,
you said Skinner, I would have picked Ballad of Curtis Lowe.
Yeah, I know, but at least Skinner gives room. For,
there's more.
If you say ballad. There's one ballad.
As soon as you said ballad, I knew which one he was talking about.
Now, what was another song that had? It was called Ballard.
Dude, yeah, Ballad of Curtis Lowe is a great song.
That is my fucking song. I love it. Oh, apologize for the F-bomb. Oh, I just love that song.
Apologize for the F-bomb. I said
yeah, I know, but I've...
I've never
GD.
Seen Cam concerned about my language, except for about 2 hours ago when he was talking to me saying,
well,
you need to cut down...
He was talking to his mom.
You need to cut down on the F-bombs on the podcast.
Well, no, it's just like people don't want to hear that constantly.
Now that
we're doing honorable mentions, I really don't know whether I should throw this one on here. No, this is my last
Alive.
One.
Yeah.
This is my last one, but again, I don't know whether this should be here or in the honorable mention, so I'm going to give this one just for here. Sympathy for the Devil.
I hate that song.
That's your third.
I don't like
it. You didn't go for your honorable mention yet.
Yeah.
I don't like the Stones.
At all?
There's not a... I like Paint It Black. I like that song.
That's a catchy tune.
I like that song, but they don't make another song that I really like.
You ever heard
Sympathy for the Devil? Just like... Because here's why I think that's probably one of my favorite songs, because I just like recently, like in the past like year, realized what it was talking about. Like listen to the lyrics and understand like they are singing from the perspective of the devil.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah, I just don't...
Have you ever heard of... I think it's 17th Nervous Breakdown.
Dude, you tried to push that shit on me the other day, and
I
did not like it.
I mean, I just played it because I liked it.
I said the other day it was like 2 months ago.
Yeah, it was literally like 2 months ago. Sam, you got an honorable mention?
I do have an honorable mention, and it's kind of off the beaten path.
I think my honorable mention's going to be off, too.
It's not as off as mine. Mine is probably...
Mine's in a new genre, so...
Shit, it's not on my album. I'm trying to remember the name of it.
19th.
It is my honorable mention is "Stay Together for the Kids" by Blink-182.
I don't know if I've ever heard that.
I doubt either one of you have heard it.
Matt's literally nodding, saying that he has heard it.
Has Matt heard that song?
I have.
Really?
I have. I'm not a big Blink-182 guy.
No, I wouldn't imagine that you'd be a punk rock person, but
well, I mean, kind of.
I have a huge soft spot in my heart for punk rock music.
He does. That's all he plays in his car.
It's about 80 to 90% of it's about 80 to 90% of my phone is punk rock music.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I had to give credit to the godfathers of it, Blink-182. Fucking love those guys. But Stay Together for the Kids is probably that or Either Way by Chris Stapleton.
Oh, Chris Stapleton.
Stapleton.
See here, I was gonna throw in some country too.
Tennessee Whiskey. Me and Claire have like
that's
claimed
yours,
that. Like,
that's your yeah.
That's
your
our song. Yeah.
Yeah. Either Way by Chris Stapleton would be my other. Yeah.
Song because they fucked that song whenever she.
I don't fuck to music. That's I can't.
I can't either. I'm trying to get the rhythm with it, and I'm like, no.
I never even tried it because
it doesn't work on my phone because it's punk rock.
Sam just going at it.
Fucking Jackrabbit over here.
Too out of shape for Jackrabbit.
Even.
Oh, Even Flow. I fucking forgot I was about
gonna
Even Flow.
That, I was going to make that my honorable mention, but I wanted to go.
I loved Even Flow so much. It would be the only song I used to play. I love it. I used to play that song so much that whenever I call my mom, that's my ringtone. My mom's voice. Whenever I call her, Even Flow plays. And apparently it's super loud for a ringtone.
It's really loud for a ringtone. Oh my god, can I do a double?
Yeah,
I did two. I cheated and did two, so yeah, go for it.
Yeah, so I'm gonna do two, and I'm going in a different direction here. Either they're both by, rest in peace, Mac Miller, either Knock Knock or Party on Fifth Ave. They're feel good songs for me. I can't help but dance. I love them.
Yeah.
There's a party on Fifth Ave tonight, and that's what I'm trying to do. Yeah. It just gives me feeling good.
It is a great song. I love it. It's kind of like the Friends theme song, you know. You can't go without the.
You gotta
sing it.
Even though that was the first show that we actually started binging together because I was watching it in the living room.
We watched Friends.
Yeah, it was the first show.
Yeah, I don't remember that shit.
Well, because I kept watching it, and I
remember watching a couple episodes of Friends with you, but he was definitely binging, and I caught every eighth episode.
Well, he would come out of his freaking hibernation every once in a blue moon.
So I have a terrible habit where I take naps at 6 p.m. and wake up at 11.
Yep.
And then I'm fucked for the rest of the night.
Yeah.
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 So I'll...
And I don't sleep, so I'll stay up all night together watching bullshit.
I'll crawl out of my room at 11 o'clock at night and then just whatever Cam's watching on TV. Yeah. Also, by the way, if anyone hasn't seen fucking Big Mouth on Netflix...
You're in for a wild ride.
I think we talked about that. No, we didn't.
I don't think we've talked about Big Mouth, but that show is wild.
That show is wild.
He showed Matt that show and he was not a fan. It didn't look like it. Is it grown on you?
Yeah. I watch it with Brett occasionally.
Exactly the same thing. I was like, this shit's too much for me.
Too pervy, you know.
And then I watched three episodes in a row. I was like, oh, this shit's hysterical.
Hysterical.
Yeah. Alright. So my honorable
mention. Before we get too far off, Matt, what are your two honorable mentions?
I don't know if I can pick two off the top of my head.
Well, we were supposed to do one and we gave you two, so you can only pick two now.
Okay. Definitely Rusty Cage by Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash is one of my all-time favorite artists. You just can't... There's no way to get around it. And he was just a great person. He had his drugs that he went through, but everybody.
He had his moments.
Yeah, so did everybody. You know, all rock stars.
Everybody in the 60s, bro. Yeah. They lived through the 60s.
Everybody's now. I mean, you know, Cam went through his terrible heroin 60. Addiction.
Yeah. You know, actually, my freshman year of high school, so I was like...
Excuse me, what?
Listen, oh my god, yeah, that didn't start off right.
Excuse me?
So... I always played. Everybody I played baseball with, they're always a grade younger than me, except for me, Evan Hall, and Jared Pierce. So
name dropping people.
Shout out to all you guys.
Also, if Evan's listening, fuck you.
I actually don't like any of the people, but he just
listens. No, you don't know Jared. Jared's my dude. He's cool. You've never. I promise. Okay. You've never met him.
So JT.
What?
JT?
No, Jared Pierce. That's my buddy. We call him Speedy. I call him Speedy. Everybody else call him Sunshine.
Get the fuck on with it.
All right. So I was friends with everybody that was younger than me. They're a grade younger than us, but because they were my same age, so
Cam was born.
Cam's born in July.
Yeah, so
yeah, he's so, a he's.
I got a weird birthday.
He's a baby.
I had a really good baseball birthday, but for school and everything, terrible. Because I was the young guy.
Yeah, still are, but
I was. So still are.
Freshman year, somebody comes up to me, one of my buddies from back a grade below. They were like, "Hey man, are you all right?" Yeah. They were like, "Oh, somebody told us you were smuggling heroin through your ass from Mexico." What?
Jesus Christ.
You dumbasses believe that shit? Do I look like I've ever seen heroin?
I'm glad that went the way it went, because I'm sure me and Sam were thinking the same thing, that you have done heroin before.
Never indulged in any illegal substances other than underage drinking. I have not.
Okay.
All right, whatever. Not with me, anyway.
Well, either of you. With you, no.
Mic drop.
With me?
Listen, I had some adventures back in my day.
Back in your day, 3 weeks ago?
I don't. It was longer than that, come on.
Yeah,
it might have been a month and a half.
You guys are assholes.
I don't know that I can think.
We cut Matt off.
Well, for a good reason, because I didn't know. I still really don't.
Well, just pick a song that you like.
How do we?
I mean, as of right now.
Look at me. Look at me.
How do we get to talk about
heroin?
Take a song.
3, 2, 1.
Bam.
Tense by Anderson .Paak featuring Kendrick Lamar.
Okay.
That would be, if you were to ask me to play a song right now, it's what I would play.
You don't have a second honorable mention?
That wasn't a second.
Oh, his first was the Johnny Cash.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, what was it?
Said, but I don't remember.
Rusty Cage.
There you go.
How can y'all forget that?
Because, fuck you.
That song is amazing.
Is that just like a song for you or something? Or is it just something like you just love that song?
That song gets me hyped up. I could go fucking kill people after they listen to that song. kill terrorists, sorry. I'd go kill some terrorists after that song. I could do whatever after that song, you know.
What were my songs?
Marijuana.
Jesus.
Everlong. Yeah. Scar Tissue. Sorry. Alive.
Mm-hmm.
Blink-182.
Stay God for Kids.
Yeah.
And either way, Booker Stiff. Yeah, I can't get hype enough to kill anybody on either of those songs.
Yeah, no.
Those are all kind of depressing songs.
My hamburgers!
Alright, so.
So we were hanging out watching. Shut the fuck up.
It's my show.
I haven't talked to
you. Who's?
We were hanging out at Matt's house earlier today, and about half hour before I showed up to his place, he had put some burgers on his grill. And then about 20 minutes after I showed up, I've been in his house for 20 minutes to an hour, so he's had
20
burgers.
Minutes to an hour.
Jesus. So he's 20
minute
minutes
window.
20 minutes to half an hour. Matt leaps up from his couch, throws his laptop, and says, "Oh no, my burgers!" And sprints out his back door to the grill because he forgot his burgers that were sitting on this grill.
But I luckily had on the lowest setting on my grill, like the lowest heat setting, and so the burgers didn't burn. They were actually perfect. I know you saw it. Did you see the burgers?
I don't give a
they
shit.
They were actually beautiful.
Good for you, buddy.
And they weren't burnt. They weren't burnt. They were well done.
Self five.
But yes, so that was just a funny event that happened today.
Matt almost made Cam shit himself today. Matt has a habit whenever he wears a hoodie. He likes to take the hoodie strings and put them in his nose. So he had one in his nose, and Cam like looks over at him to say something. He goes, "Hey, Matt." And Matt looks over, and the hoodie string falls out of his mouth. Or
nose.
Falls out of his nose, and Cam sees this, starts laughing, and... comes very close to shitting himself.
I really did come close to shitting myself.
And then
he starts
giggling to himself like a fucking schoolgirl. Whenever you get Cam to like laugh his fucking ass off,
if you
he gets
really get me
so
to,
high pitched and
if you really get
giggly.
My good laugh in there, it's contagious.
There's really a couple things that you could say that will get Cam to laugh.
Yeah.
But sadly, that's all the time we have for this episode. That's all the content we can come up with for tonight. We'll catch y'all again soon. Here's our outro. Ramble on. Rolling Stones. Hit it.
But first, of course,
Ramble
on
is definitely not by the Rolling Stones. You want to try that again?
Wow, let's fucking back all that shit up. Dump that. Try again.
Rambling on.
How about this?
Who's rambling on by? Holy shit.
Led Zeppelin, motherfucker.
Wow. Seriously, please, God, dump that. I feel like I just disrespected.
Nope, that's staying in.
You're going to make a fucking fool of yourself like that.
I just disrespected the entire rock community.
He wanted to try this outro thing for himself, so I let him try. So now it's going to be my turn.
Go for it.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of Questions and Stories. Again, if you guys have any questions, just be sure to follow us or Twitter or...
Instagram,
that's another thing. Shoot us some DMs, comments, whatever you got, and questions and stories on Instagram, questions, stories on Twitter. Feel free to shoot us up. Not heroin wise.
Shoot us up. Nice.
hit us up in the DMs, Instagram, Twitter. Helps us out because it gives us content to talk about, so we're not just rambling on for about 45 fucking minutes.
Speaking of rambling on, here we go. Ramble on. Red fucking Zeppelin. Let's get it. See you later.
Have a good night. Sometimes I grow so tired.